Chapter 3, you probably guessed my text from what we've just been singing, it's the end of verse 2, where it says, "Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" Let's unite together, please, at the throne of grace in prayer. Our gracious God and our loving Father, as we come to Thee afresh, we thank Thee for the fact that our Saviour plucks sinners as brands from the burning. We thank Thee, Lord, that Thou hast set the prisoner free. Thou art able to save to the uttermost all that come to God by Thee. And our Father, we pray that Thou hast help us tonight to see the Lord Jesus. Thou hast put Thy hand upon us and shut us in with Thyself just now. And bless Thy word to every heart and save by Thy grace. For it's in Jesus' precious name I would ask these things. Amen. Amen. In this passage of Scripture, we're given one of Scripture's beautiful insights into what goes on when the people of God draw near to the Lord in prayer. And you'll notice what it says in Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, "He showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him." So here is Joshua the high priest coming into the presence of God. The high priest in that day had the responsibility of coming and praying for the people. He would have his breastplate upon him with the 12 stones that represented the 12 tribes of Israel. And when he entered into the presence of the Lord, it was as if he was bringing all the people into the presence of God. And he was interceding on their behalf and bringing offerings on their behalf. And you'll notice here that as this man enters into the presence of God, that Satan, the old devil himself, is there to resist him. And we know that the devil, he is the resister of the brethren. He is one who is there to stop us in the work of God. He knows how important it is when we draw near into the presence of God. And he's certainly there to stop us. He's there to frustrate us in every way as we enter into the presence of God. Not only is he the resister of the brethren, but he is the accuser of the brethren. We know that he comes to bring the accusations. He always is there to accuse. And we read here that this is what he is up to. He is bringing these accusations. But notice that the Lord, instead of listening to the devil, rebukes him. And you look at what it says in verse 2. "And the Lord said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" And as the devil enters into the presence of God to accuse here and to try and stop the prayers of the high priest, we find that the Lord mounts his arguments against him. And he brings his advocacy. He's the great advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ the righteous. And he comes with his arguments. And he says to the devil, "The Lord rebuke thee." And then he brings the argument. He says, "Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" And thank God that is an irresistible argument. Thank God that the devil is resisted by that argument. The devil has no answer to that argument. When the Lord is able to bring a person, here it is, Jerusalem, and the people of God in the midst of Jerusalem. But as the Lord brings the people of God and brings them to the Father's throne, when he makes the argument, when the devil tries to accuse, and the Lord is able to say, "This is a brand plucked out of the fire," the devil has no answer to that argument. And so, men and women, it is absolutely imperative that it is able to be said of us that we are brands plucked out of the fire. That we are those for whom the Lord can make this argument. That when the devil comes to resist and when the accusations of the old evil one are brought against us, that the Lord indeed is able to say of us, "Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" And I hope tonight as we sit in this meeting that each one of us can say of a truth that we have. We're brought out of that fire of hell. We're brought out of the fires of damnation. We're brought out of the fires of sin. And we are indeed brands plucked from the burning. So tonight for a few minutes, I want us to think about what the scripture has to say about these brands that are spoken of here in this verse of scripture. The first thing I want you to see is the description of the brand. You'll notice here it is a brand plucked out of the fire. But I want you to think here about what a brand is. Well, a brand is just an old dry stick. That's what a brand was. It was just something that was fit for a kindling. It was a firewood. It was something that people would gather maybe around the countryside, something that was dried out, something that was old and dead a long time, and something you just throw on the fire. It was good for firewood. It was fit for the burning. And this wood here is useless wood. It's not some kind of wood that you would build with. It's not something that you would take and fashion some carving out of and make some work of art out of. It's good for nothing. It's not good for anything else. All it is fit for is for the burning. And isn't that a description of men and women outside of Christ? Fit for the burning. And not only is it fit for nothing else, but it is particularly good for burning. It is dry. It is withered. It is just something you'd throw on the fire and it would blaze up and there would be a great amount of heat coming out of it for the short period of time in which it would burn. And it's good for nothing else, but it is good for burning. And you know, outside of the salvation of God, you think of the old kindling wood. Ephesians 2 and verse 1 speaks of the deadness of the sinner. He says of those that had been saved and you have been quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sin. And you're dead tonight. Dead in your trespasses and in your sin. But not only do we think of the deadness of the brand here, but I want you to think about the dryness of the brand. We think of how it is fitted for this one purpose very well. It was a good job for burning. Something, as we said, that would go into the fire and immediately burst into flames. And you think here of your life. You know, you might be sitting here very comfortably. You may be sitting in this meeting, but literally you're playing with fire. Literally, you are playing with fire. And we think of how very often, you know, sometimes the youngsters, they are very drawn to fire. There's something very attractive about fire. But you know, fire is something that will make you smart. You know, you can sit comfortably by a fire for a long time, but if you touch the fire, it makes you smart. You know, the fire in this portion of Scripture really speaks to us of sin. And like sin, the fire makes you smart. Oh, it may be that you're drawn to it like a little child. There might be that glow in the fire. There might be that attractiveness about the spark and about the light that seems to come from the fire. And there might be that warmth and that comfort that comes at first from sin. But it's not long until the fire of sin begins to make you smart. You know, we realize that fire is like sin. It has a tendency to destroy. If it abides a long time in amongst the kindling, it'll reduce it to nothing but ash. And you know, you might have a fire that's smouldering and it could smoulder there for a long time. I was down just the other day past the place where some bonfire wood had gone up. Some people had collected stuff for a 12th bonfire and had gone up in smoke overnight. And somebody had set on fire, or else had been set on fire accidentally. And there it was, smouldering away. And you know, it was smouldering very slowly at that stage. But you know, if it smouldered there long enough, it would still go into a pile of ash. And it's the same with sin. You know, you might be sitting there and there mightn't be seemingly much difference between you today and a year ago. But you know, the more you go on in sin, the deader you become. Now, you are dead in trespass and sin. I don't know whether you can become deader. Well, you are dead. But the more hardened you become, the more caught up in sin you become, the greater the rut of sin you get into. And sin brings you down. It's just like the fire kindling in the midst of something. And there's a dryness there and you're fit for the burning. But not only do we think of the deadness of the brand and the dryness of the brand, but I want you to think about the danger for the brand here, because the brand here is described as being plucked out of the fire. So this brand was in the fire. This brand, it wasn't just that there was a danger of fire, but it was in the fire. And you, sinner, are in the fire of sin. You're in the fire of sin. Now, that fire started before you could remember, because you were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And you can tell by your temper, you can tell by the falsehoods that you told right down from your earliest days. And the wood is already caught alight. It's not just that there is a future fire, but the wood of your life is already caught alight. You started early, even before you could remember. Disobedience to parents. Childish stubbornness. And let me say, it has blazed away at a steady rate ever since. It's destroying you. It's destroying you. And you need to remember that. You need to remember that sin is not just something that sits there and is somehow neutral. But it is destroying you. The wages of sin is death. So we think of the deadness of the brand and the dryness of the brand and the danger of the brand. But I want you to think about the destruction of the brand. What will happen if this brand sits here? It'll just go into a pile of ash. It'll be gone. When you put a log on the fire, first it flames up. And then it becomes blackened, and then perhaps will sit there and smoulder for a while. But even though it's just smouldering away, it's still becoming less and less. It's been destroyed. Do you recognize tonight in your sin, you're being destroyed, you're becoming hardened? As you live in sin in every form, it is bringing you right down to destruction. It's destroying your life. You think of the drunkard. That drunkenness is destroying the life. You think of the immoral person. And every time they get involved in every type of immorality, they're opening themselves to all sorts of disease. You think of the person that smokes. And every time they take the cigarette, that is getting them right down into the very danger of illness and disease. And those are ones that we can think of, but it's the same with every type of sin. You think of perhaps the memories that are imprinted upon your mind. The things that you have done. The conscience that is speaking to you day by day. And that is bringing you down to disease and is filling your mind with worries and fears and guilt and conscience. You're ruining your life. You're destroying your life. It's like the smouldering of the fire. That's what sin does. It's just destroying you. And men, women, the sooner you get away from that place of sin, the better it will be for your life and for your soul. So we notice here the description of the brand. But then I want you to notice the deliverance of the brand. Because not only is it a brand here, but it is described as a brand plucked out of the fire. And this brand has been rescued. This brand has been taken away from the place of danger. And there's a wonderful thing here. You think of this brand that has been taken out of that place where it normally just would have gone into a pile of ash and disintegrated. And you notice the maker of the deliverance It says that the Lord has done it. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. Even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? And you notice that it says it's the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem. And then he refers to Jerusalem as the brand plucked out of the fire. So the one who has done this, the one who has reached down and plucked the brand out of the fire is the Lord. And thank God for the picture here that is accurate here. We realize that only the Lord can bring us out of the fire. Now, a log can't get out of a fire on its own, except perhaps in some circumstances where it's near the edge and something slips down and it rolls out. But that's not the picture that we're getting here. It's a picture of a log right in the very midst of the fire. There's no way that a log can get out of the fire on its own. At least that's the picture that we're being given here. It's there to stay. A log is an inanimate object. It'll not move unless there is some force put behind it or something reaches down to take it out. And there needs to be a rescuer. And thank God the Savior is the rescuer. The brand's not going to be lifted out. The brand's not going to be taken out of the fire unless the Lord reaches down. And there's no way that you'll get out of the fire of sin by yourself. It doesn't matter how many self-improvement classes you take. It doesn't matter how many classes you go along to improve your self-perception or whatever it is that you might be going to classes for. There's no self-effort that you can make. There's no cost that you can pay. There's no thing that you can do to get yourself out of the fire. You're there and there to stay unless there's a rescuer who comes. I'm glad tonight that I can proclaim that there's a rescuer, that there is a Savior, that there is one who is able to pluck brands out of the fire, but He alone can save. But not only do you see the maker of the deliverance, but you notice the method of the deliverance. It says that the brand is plucked out of the fire. And the picture there is one that seems to indicate that the rescuer actually reaches into the fire to get the brand out of the fire. It's plucked right out of the fire. He puts his hand among the hot coals, as it were, and he takes the old dead bits of stick out of the fire. Why would anybody reach down into a fire to get an old dead stick out of the fire? You'd think that it would be absolutely impossible that anybody would think anything of an old dry stick to reach into the midst of a fire to get the old stick out of it. We're old dry sticks. There's nothing in us that would ever in any way attract the Lord. But here's the wonder. The Lord of glory reaches down into the fire of wrath and plucks brands out of the fire of sin, and they're old dry sticks. Here's a person who's a blasphemer, an enemy of the gospel, one who takes the Lord's name upon his lips as a swear word. And here is one who would seek to hinder the preacher. Here is one who would seek to rebel against the things of God. But the Lord reaches down to such and takes them as brands from the burning. He rescues old, dry brands. That's what the Lord came to do. I think back on people in my childhood, perhaps people who lived out in the rural districts of County Fermanagh. The world would never have paid any attention to them. The world would have never thought of them, would have passed them by. Maybe people living on their own, away from everybody else, and out of the way place. And the world, by and large, didn't know they were there. But they were saints of God. They were saved by the grace of God. God had taken them as old dry brands, and He reached into the fire, and He rescued them at the cost of Himself, at the cost of God's wrath searing him, at the cost of the wrath of God burning him. He reached down right into the fire. It says of Lot that Lot was vexed every day with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And if Lot, who went down there in a backslidden way, was vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, how much more must the Saviour have been vexed when he walked in this scene of time, the spotless Son of God. And yet he came down into this scene of time. He came down, as it were, into the fire, and he bore the sins of men and women in his own body on the tree. Isaiah 53 says he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. It says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Oh, thank God he reached into the fire. Oh, what agonies our Saviour bore as the fire of God's wrath was poured out upon him for your sake, for my sake, that we might be plucked as brands from the burning. Not only do we think of the method of his deliverance, but why, we think of the marvel of it. We're taken out of the fire. The fire no longer will kindle upon us. It speaks here of complete deliverance. Now one day we will be delivered from sin. We'll be taken out of the realms of this scene of time. Of course, now in this old world, sin, we still have problems with sin. But thank God he has taken us out. And what a marvel, we're out of the fire. You know, when the brand is taken out of the fire, the flame begins to extinguish. One moment the brand is on fire, the next moment it's out of that place of danger. That's what the Lord does for men and women. He changes men and women's destiny in a moment. When you came to this meeting, maybe you came as one of those brands in the fire. But thank God you can be snatched out right now. You can be taken out now. The Lord's willing to reach down into this meeting. This is the day of salvation. Thank God when the Lord spoke to Zacchaeus, that there outside of Jericho, he said, this day is salvation, come to thy house. Oh, there was Zacchaeus. There was this old sinner. But one day the Lord passed by, and Zacchaeus was changed. And his life was changed. He was a brand plucked out of the fire. Thank God he can pluck you too. But not only do we see the deliverance of the brand, I want you to see something else. Notice the defense of the brand. Because not only does the Lord deliver this brand out of the fire, but when the devil comes, as we've said, when the devil comes to stand to resist, and when the devil comes to bring the accusation, notice that there is a defense that is made. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now really the angel of the Lord there is the Lord Jesus, and he's making the defense of Joshua. And you think there of the advocacy of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. What an advocate we have. He makes our defense. And he pleads the blood. And he makes that infallible defense for us. And when the accuser comes, no penalty will ever come to us. We have the guarantee of that because we have an infallible lawyer. He has an infallible argument. The case is thrown out immediately. There's no case against us because we're under the blood. If you're saved today, you're under the blood. And thank God, dear sinner here, you can be under the blood. There is a defense that can be made. And not only do we see the advocacy of Christ, but notice the argument. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? In other words, what does the Lord say? It's one of my people. He's in my family. He has been taken out of the place of sin, and he's under the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what an argument that is in the courts of heaven. Really what he's pleading is the covenant of redemption. The Father has given men and women to the Son, and thank God today they are never plucked out of his hand. They are plucked out of the fire, but can never be plucked out of his hand. Oh, thank God that when the Lord does the plucking, there's no more plucking to be done. You'll never be taken out of that place of safety. Never be taken out of that place of comfort. Never placed, taken out of that place of rest. You know what that text there gives me? It's a double guarantee. Not only have I been taken out of the fire, but there's an advocate. There is one who pleads my case. And someone comes along and says, that's an old dry stick. It should be in the fire. He says, no, that's one of mine. You can't put that in the... That's precious. That's precious. It might look like an old dry stick, but it's precious. Thank God, precious in the sight of the Lord are His saints. O men, women, are you one of the Lord's precious ones? They shall be mine in the day that I make up my jewels. Are you one of the Lord's jewels? Oh, once an old dry stick, only an old brand, but now a jewel of the Lord. What a transformation He makes for us. Thank God, here's the defense of the brand. God makes the defense. And what though the accuser roar? Thank God, He is able to deliver and will deliver those who come to Him. But then notice something else. Notice the designation of the brand here. You notice what it says is not this, a brand plucked out of the fire. Now you notice that there is identifying one particular brand here. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? And he's speaking about something specific. He's talking about an identified person, or he's speaking about Jerusalem here, but he's identifying the one who is the brand plucked out of the fire. Now, when the Lord comes, it's not something general. Well, we can look at a congregation such as this and we can say of the people of God that they are all plucked out of the fire. But the Lord comes here in this text of Scripture and He makes it specific. This one is a brand plucked out of the fire. This one is a brand plucked out of the fire. And the question is tonight, are you one of these that are plucked out of the fire? Are you one of these that are specified here? Are you identified? You must be delivered. Are you plucked out? Has the Lord drawn you out of the fire of sin? Or is sin still licking around your life? Oh, leaving the old black suit of filth of sin. Oh, men and women, you need to be delivered. You need to be plucked out of the fire right now. But remember this, Satan will resist you. Well, you might know that you need to be delivered. You might understand and know right well that you individually must come, put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You must be plucked. Might be that your mommy or daddy is saved. Might be that your uncle or aunt are saved. But you must come. You must come. But Satan will resist you. Here was Joshua the high priest. And Satan was there to say no. Satan was there to do anything to stop Joshua making his intercession before God. To do anything that he could to prevent the work of God being carried on. I'll tell you this tonight. The devil's in this meeting to stop men and women being plucked as brands from the burning. He wants to stop you being taken out of the place of danger. He wants to stop you being taken out of the place of destruction. He's there to put the arguments in your mind as to why you shouldn't be saved. Put the arguments in your mind as to why you should stay in the place of destruction. Men, women, there must be awful stupid arguments when he's arguing to keep you in the place of destruction. How does he ever get round you? How is it that your thinking is so perverted that you listen to the devil who wants to stop you coming to the place of deliverance and the place of safety? Will you not come tonight? Will you not put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you not seek the Savior? Well, come to Him tonight. Ask the Lord Jesus to come and take your sins away. Thank God that in His presence there's fullness of joy. And at His right hand there are pleasures forevermore. What better thing than you should be in the Father's hand, in the Savior's hand tonight, rather than in the fires of sin. Come and trust him as your Savior tonight. Let's just bow, please, in a word of prayer. Our loving God and our gracious Father, we thank thee for thy precious word. We thank thee that men and women can be taken as brands plucked out of the fire. And, O God, we pray that thou wouldst rescue men and women, draw sinners to thyself, save to the uttermost all that should come unto God by thee. O God, rescue tonight. Pluck brands from that place of sin. For it's in Jesus' precious name I would ask these things. Amen.